back to the In Your City show, brought to you by Chesterfield, Clayton, and St. Charles County City Lifestyle Magazines. And we have another hot list guest, and she is wearing pink like me because Yuppie Puppy Pet Spa, if you haven't been there, you are missing out. I'm a person, and I want to stay there, and it's where pets stay, but it's an incredible second location that you have. Please meet Jessica Cook. She comes from the city of St. Paul, which is right next to St. Charles, and well, it's in, I guess it's St. Charles County, mm-hmm. is that?
Yep.
But, you know, pretty close to in between your two locations, yeah. which is Cottleville, and then your first location was right there in Winghaven, right?
Yep,
kind
O'Fallon.
Of just before you go to Lake St. Louis and outside yep. of O'Fallon. What an incredible place.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I remember walking in, remember me coming home? Oh my gosh, you've got to see this new place.
I walked in and went, where do the boy dogs stay? That was my first reaction.
Yeah. How do the boy dogs feel when they walk into the pink palace?
They're very confident with themselves. They fit in just fine with all the
pink. They're like, look at all the hot chicks. I'm just fine here.
Yes.
You know what? He's just fine with pink, too. We have tons of chandeliers, and he had to, I always say I'm married to a guy,
a chick in a guy's body.
So I think we're probably most that ways, right?
Yeah.
So how, I mean, I got to hear a little bit of your background when you were lovely enough to take me on a tour of Yuppie Puppy, and where did the love come from and the desire to want to open up these grand places for our furry friends to go?
So we've been open 20 years this year.
Wow. And, oh my gosh.
And I've always had a passion for animals and just submerging myself in education and behavior training, grooming, vet, anything I can do to better the pets' lives, learn more, stay up to date with trends. I've always been that way, and I wanted to really open up. We started just as a pet spa, so mm-hmm. I was a groomer and a vet tech before I opened Yuppie Puppy. And I was at home in my bathroom, you know, doing all those things and, you know, making fun spa days before it was TikTok, Instagram, all those things. And it was an instant hit. I called it a pet spa instead of pet grooming, and we were featured in STL for, you know, what is a pet spa? And it's kind of just, it's a holistic approach to grooming and services and boarding and daycare. Your dog, you know, might be a little bit different in how to be handled and services treated than my dog or the other's dog. So it was just whatever that, it wasn't, you come in, you get this service, this is what it is for all. We really take an approach to whatever that animal's needs need to be.
It's a spa that we could go to.
I know. So I've got a question, because one thing that always intrigues me when people start a business, how do they come up with the name and why did they come up with that name? Because Yuppie is a young professional, you know.
Yeah. So
we used to say Yuppies
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with the name Yuppie Puppy?
So there was a couple different things that I was thinking of. It was originally going to be called The Clean Spot, and I was going to have Dalmatians and on that play, and it just didn't have that ring or, you know, what you're right. going to. And I'd like to think I was very creative, but Will and Grace was on at that time. And Jack took his dog to a fake spa called the Yuppie Puppy. And the way he said it, I mean, and I just researched and ran with it and got it. Yeah. And so that was
awesome.
That.
You need to send a letter to Will and Grace and let them know they were the inspiration behind
they
Yuppie
really
Puppy.
Were.
They will probably come visit
yes,
you.
I was down to the deadline and I was like, that's it.
And it's perfect. I mean, it couldn't be any better. When you go through in the kitchen, you actually make treats there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Zen room is the thing that we didn't have Olive at the time. We had Louie and Roxy as
yeah.
well, who recently passed. And Louis has extreme anxiety.
If he's not next to me,
like glued, I mean, he literally walks backwards if he's in front of me, because the thought that maybe he might move and I'm not behind him any longer.
Right.
He sat by the bathroom door for like 10 minutes once.
Because
he always sits by, if she's in the bathroom, or even if she's in any room, he sits by the door. If the door's shut, he'll just curl up and sit right next to the door.
Waiting for me.
It was so funny because he sat by the bathroom door and he was sitting there. And then Kelly comes walking
so
out of another room.
Room,
and he was like,
thank
what?
You again.
Sitting here the whole time.
But I wasn't in there.
But the way he just kind of shook it off, like, Oh my gosh.
I've been staring at this whole time and she's not even there.
Yeah.
It's high anxiety. So what type of room is that to calm a dog?
Yeah. So, and you're not alone. There's lots of dogs where, especially coming off of COVID, we call them COVID dogs, where they didn't go anywhere and their whole world is just what they know. It is important to do some of those sights, sounds, and of course, if the younger that they come and the more often they come, it becomes just a way of life, and it really does help them get all of the services just with low anxiety. So we do stress, you know, put them on a routine, even though we never want parents to say, you know, oh, they don't like it, I'm going to wait 6 months. But if you just keep doing it, it's a positive experience. That energy from the pet parent's leash running down, they run back too, and it just becomes a way of life. So we created the Zen Room for sometimes parents are extra nervous dropping off, and
it's how you feel like when you drop your kids off at preschool. Yeah. Parents are nervous.
Yeah. Well, dogs kind of know. Sometimes they know because, like, we put Louis in the car, he knows. If I'm in the car, I know I'm going where I don't want to go.
Yeah.
And they start shaking.
Yes. And so we like to have them go into there for a variety of reasons. Sometimes if it is, you know, we can see the body language from the pet parent and the dog. If they're like, I'm going to be gone a week and she's already shaking. And we're like, that energy from the dog is like, what is going on? My mom is extremely anxious. So
this must be bad.
Yeah. So kind of relaxing, having them sit in there and talk through, you know, all the special needs that they may have, and you name it, we do it. So if, you know, we have people that prepackage food and they get a chicken breast and broccoli and all these things.
Oh my gosh.
And we want to carry that over. Anything we can do to keep it a home away from home is what we're going to try to do for them. So
I have to say, it is funny being in there. And when you're in there, I bought a Sniffany and Company.
Sniffany and Company?
Oh, you weren't here for Tilly. So you missed. So Tilly got its first gift from Sniffany and Company. It was a little blue ribbon and its squeak toy. It was adorable. And I squeaked it and Tilly was just like perked up. That was the dog who was our hero of the month. But when I was in there and you see the parents coming in just like us to get their babies when they're picking it up, and they're just almost as crazy as excited, like looking like, you know, they're getting off the plane, you know, waiting for their baby to come around that corner. And sometimes they can barely contain them when they, I guess, hear the sound of their voice or whatever. They're coming across, their feet are just skidding like the Roadrunner on the bottom of the floor to see mommy and daddy. And it's the same way for the parent. They're so excited as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you do training there?
We do.
Okay.
Yep. Training is a big part for all services. It should be used as a bonding experience, but also in rescue, we see a lot of the dogs that are in shelters are given up on just because somebody didn't maybe understand what their dog was asking of them, or little behaviors that seem minimal to us, but it's creating a bigger issue with an animal. So we do private training, we do boarding training. So our most popular is our day training, where you drop your dog off like you're going to school, pick them up in the evening, and then you have homework over the weekend to work on them.
Does any dog not want to do their homework? What do the dogs say? Do they say the human ate my homework?
The dogs are usually fantastic. It is the humans that
are
for consistency and all those things. Yeah, so we'll say, you know, 3-second rule, or we have them come in and the parents drop off the next morning, like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to do this. We're like, you're not doing your homework. Yeah.
So I have a couple more things. I know we're getting close to about a time there, but I want to make sure that, first of all, everyone knows that you were Small Business Person of the Year by the SBA St. Louis District Office, which, with your Yuppie Puppy Pet Spa, which is huge, you know, congrats to you for
Thank
that. That's,
you.
You know, there's a lot of businesses out there. And you also won another award. It's a
coolest pet place
Thank
in America.
You. Coolest pet place in America. I mean, what an award as well to get there. You must be just, you know, on cloud nine.
It's amazing because I still love what I do every day.
I can tell.
20 years later. And so to get that recognition later in the business, it's, you know, I'm just at all, and it's amazing. And
your
so,
love
so
of animals just pours out of you. And you also want to make sure, and I know you briefly mentioned it when you were talking about earlier about the dogs, but you have a nonprofit rescue group, and that's Yuppie Puppies Forever. I want to make sure that gets out there too.
Yeah, so it's a nonprofit rescue that is inside of Yuppie Puppy, and I started that. Again, being 20 years in business, we had so many clients that were elderly or they're passing away, and family members would approach us and say, I know you took care of Bella for years. I can't keep her for one reason or another. Can you take her? And it became 41 year, and now I'm up to over 1,600 dogs that we've saved. So there's such a need for that. And any dog that is in the rescue is treated like a guest the entire time. So we make them a little bit spoiled rescue. Yeah. They're used to all the snacks.
I'm staying here.
And then once adopted, they are for life or offered 50% off all services to reach out to us if they need that training and grooming. So we want to say thank you and take a little bit of that financial burden off them for rescuing one of our dogs.
Oh gosh, I love that. I love everything that you do. I love when I walk into your place. It's incredible. And we really appreciate you coming on and talking about Yuppie Puppy Pet Spa with us. And just, I know, but when I met you, I remember you saying as a little girl, anything you found was a pet animal, and you'd kind of collect these. It didn't matter if it was a bug or a mouse. It was a pet to you.
Yeah.
And so it's just stayed with you your whole life. And here you are sharing that passion with everyone.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Jessica Cook, she is the owner of Yuppie Puppy Pet Spa. Two locations. Are we going to see more?
I was going to ask that.
You never know.
You have to build a whole nother palace because it's quite incredible. Cottleville location and the Winghaven O'Fallon location. That was your first one.
Yes.
That was 20 years ago. So in the website to be able to go to?
YuppiePuppySpa.com.
Spa.com. All right. Thank you so much, Jessica Cook. Coming from the city of St. Paul, we appreciate you being on the In Your City show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a great group of hot list guests we had.
It's great.
Right. It was hot. All right.